The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
What it do?
What's up, man?
What's up, man? I'm a little bit tired. How about y'all?
A little bit tired?
Yeah, but I'm excited to record the show, but you
know, a little bit sad.
My eyes are wavy.
Because, I mean, shout out to Haiti. I heard
earthquake, 5.2 magnitude. Yeah, that was an earthquake in Haiti. 5.2 magnitude.
Ooh.
So
5.
12. Last time I checked, it was 12 people that died.
Holy shit, 12 people.
But you know, with time, they probably will find more.
Yeah.
That was, because there was people in the Slack that was shouting out, you know, hey, you know, thoughts and prayers to Haiti. Which again, I'm not poo pooing it. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy that, you know, just seems like I'm rooting for major natural disasters. That's not me. But at the same time.
Right.
12 people.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
Okay, so they've only found 12 people so far. It could be more and later.
Indonesia got $5,000 missing.
Right.
$5,000.
Yeah.
12 people. You know, I tried to look it up and find out, like, how many people died in Chicago over the weekend.
It was probably like 25.
It's probably like twice as much as 12.
Right.
So when that shit like that,
how about... It says at least 12 were killed and 188 were wounded.
Wounded. Can you get wounded? Would that be the correct word, wounded?
I don't know. Do you?
How'd you
get
earthquake?
That gash? I had an earthquake.
I was wounded in an earthquake. I've never heard. You get wounded in a war. You get wounded. Like, I don't know if wounded is the right word. Injured,
maybe.
If
you get shot.
Maybe injured.
Yeah.
Injured. Not wounded.
Because you have to have a wound, right?
Right. Well, they may have wounds, but what inflicts them?
The buildings that are crashing down.
A building can't wound someone. It can injure someone. No, it can't wound someone. It can injure someone. I don't think... Let me look up the word wound.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that one, B. I feel like you could get wounded by like when the Cypress Bridge collapsed in Oakland back in the day. I feel like all those people were wounded.
An injury to living tissue caused by a cut, blow, or other impact. Typically one in which the skin is cut or broken. So,
yeah.
So impact is the earthquake.
And broken.
Usually. Yeah, but I mean,
it's gonna break some shit. If it's like you got like 2 tons of concrete on some shit, it's gonna break it.
A compound fracture is not a wound, I don't think, is it? Or is it injury?
It just said right there. According to that definition, it's a wound.
Okay. That's still not, I'd say injury.
What's the source of that? What is that?
That's, I don't know, one of the dictionaries. It's the Google Dictionary. So whatever one they picked
Google
on this
Dictionary.
One.
I don't know if I trust that yet.
Are you kidding?
Google Dictionary. Come on. That's a reliable source.
Google Dictionary. Like 5 sources to make one.
Do people still buy like dictionaries?
No.
I haven't seen a real dictionary in a long time.
Remember Encyclopedia Britannica?
I do.
I don't remember that.
I have a set of encyclopedias.
Yeah, Britannica? You do.
I don't know if it's Britannica or not, but it's official.
Motherfuckers would come by like every year,
like an iPhone.
I remember when 10S. I saw that set. In my mind, I was like, did he really buy all these, or does it just come as a decoration thing?
No. Those actually have the encyclopedia and the great books.
Okay,
and they were purchased.
I have the fake book wallpaper.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Not actually wallpaper. It's just like a mounting, almost like trim. Looks like book bindings, and you just mount screwed into the wall.
Yeah, no, these are books. You can read them. Books.
Well, you can read the backs of these, like the binder. It looks like some shit. And I don't expect anyone to, like, how often do you have people say, hey, can I check that out?
Well, but what if you wanted to read the great books? Like, what if you wanted to read Julius Caesar? Where are you going to get that from?
They'll probably make a movie. They probably made a movie, haven't they?
I'm sure they've made several.
See, that's what I'm saying. I could probably just go check that out.
Are you going to get the same experience?
Depends on the director.
I guess so.
If it's a Spike Lee joint, you know.
I don't think Spike Lee would do Julius Caesar.
He might though. He did. What was that movie he did recently?
It was like a he could get deep with it. You know what I mean? He could do Shakespeare and all that shit.
He's got some movies like that suck really bad.
Yeah, they did.
They're like those ones that went straight to video. the one of the vampire, like the vampire family, they were like, they weren't vampires, but they drank. I don't know.
What was the worst Spike Lee movie to you?
I don't know. There were some bad ones there in the middle.
Yeah, I didn't like any of those Technicolor ones, those fucking where they had all of the same, like that black faux art looking deco. None of these words I'm saying right now are actually describing or correct adjective to what I'm.
Because you saw me look away, right? Like, yeah. Trying to figure out what the hell you're talking about, right?
What was that? School Days.
Okay.
And you know how they
you didn't
were,
like that one?
It like how was in that black, you know, like that all black and whitish type look.
Nope, that wasn't School Days.
What was that?
She's Gotta Have It.
Was that She's Gotta Have
the
It?
The original, yeah.
Yeah, and he made a show. I saw the show.
He made what?
He made a show called She's Gotta Have It too.
Yeah, he made a show.
Yeah, I didn't like that one. And I didn't like Soul Brother. What was it? I don't know. Whatever.
The one with the fraternities?
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, that one, it was too dope.
That was School
for me.
Days.
Yeah, I didn't.
That one was too dope for me.
It was too woke?
It was too just like, it was just too like. I guess I watched it when I was in college. I was too into like seeing that type of thing already, so it didn't do nothing for me.
He was too into seeing that type of thing already.
Yeah.
Would you consider yourself to be woke, Reggie?
No.
Okay.
What?
Nah.
What?
Because when you get woke, you realize you don't know shit still. So it's like, you're not really woke.
So he's woke.
Yeah, he played us.
He played us. But because he's woke, he says he's not woke.
Right, that's the woke thing to say.
That's when you really woke, right? that's when you really, really woke. Yeah, but no, shout out to Haiti, man. And shout out to Haiti. And the 12 families. Maybe it might not be 12.
Well, because it could have been like four of the same family.
Yeah,
the whole family could have died.
It could have been like one family. Yeah, like one house. That got fucked up pretty bad.
I wonder why those earthquakes keeps happening though.
It might be because God hates you.
Yeah.
What's that government thing they say?
HAARP.
Is that thing really true? Sure. I mean, I saw a little video of them with a cloud making it rain, but I'm like, I don't know. It could have been the video edits. I did see that video where they literally they had a machine that burst out a cloud and then the cloud rained.
I did see that. That would be a pretty important technology.
How do you just hit Haiti and not Dominican Republic though?
Oh, you gotta aim.
It's just where, like California gets hit with an earthquake. How come Nevada didn't get hit? I mean, it's just the location of the earthquake.
Yeah, but California and Nevada is not as close as Haiti and Dominican Republic, right? Am I wrong?
Mm, nah. No, you're not wrong.
It's like a neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
How long is the island from end to end?
I'm not sure.
Is it more than 100 miles?
No. Nah.
What? Okay, who are you representing today with this hat?
It's a Kenyan hat.
Kenyan?
Yeah.
What is that?
Kenya?
No, I know where Kenya is. Why are you representing it?
You represent Kenya a lot. I've seen you have other Kenya shit on.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you front like you're Kenya sometimes?
No, I don't front like I am. No, I just got a lot of friends from there. And then my sister went to Kenya earlier this year, so she brought that back.
So like if you guys were all hanging out, you and your Kenyan friends, no one could tell you guys apart, huh?
They can.
Really?
Well, Kenyans will be able to tell. I don't know about regular like black Americans, but Kenyans will be able to
White Americans.
Yeah.
No Americans. No one but Kenyans will be able to tell, probably.
Yeah. Kenyans would definitely.
Would Haitians be able to tell?
Yeah, Haitians.
I met a Haitian dude today. He could not keep spitting in his mouth.
He was spitting all the time?
Yeah, he was talking was and just like you. And it was like really big spit. Like the kind of spit that if it hit the table, it would have bounced.
Was it because of his accent?
Probably. I mean,
that's probably why.
So what, it was like launching off his lip or just as he said like words like with P's and T's and shit like that?
I wasn't paying attention to what letter sounds, but I just felt disgusted.
How close were you? I mean, were you in danger?
Well, Kit was. Kit Ooh. Was right there and it was like.
You guys weren't eating, were you?
No, we were done eating.
Oh, but there was a food presence?
There were still drinks around.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's just like really big spit, like really big balls. Like spit, you could see like the.
I would cover my drink up.
Yeah, she tried to pick it up and put it by her mouth like she was going to drink, but she didn't drink. She was just holding it there for a while, hoping that maybe he'd stop talking to go away. But, you know, he didn't. He kept talking. So.
He was Haitian, huh?
He was Haitian.
Haitian.
Is that a Haitian thing?
He said that. He said it's the accent that
it's
makes you spit.
Probably his accent.
So your accent, so there are some languages or accents that make you spit more?
Maybe that's like the mature version. You know how like Pokemon, they have like how they no, you shaking your head. No.
I don't know shit about
Pokemon.
You don't
Pokemon. Know about
You know, well, they have stages that they go through. They start off like Pikachu starts off as Pikachu, and then there's like, Pikachu, I don't know the grown-up one. But so Bulbasaur. And then they have something, Ivysaur. But anyway, there's stages. That spitting stuff, is the full blown version of what French has in his throat.
Oh,
so French is
so
that
his is control. He can control it.
No, it's just it's in its infancy stage. Oh. It's immature right now.
As he gets older, it's getting closer to the eclipse.
Right. Exactly.
And at some point, you just can't control
it. It's like Krakatoa. It's like a Haitian volcano. It's just dormant right now. That guy's was like just bubbling on the surface like Hawaii.
You know, I'm pissed off today, man. I forgot what? You asked how we were. I'm fucking pissed.
What? Hold on. Why are you mad?
Hey, thanks for slapping and slowing it down for me. I'm pissed because I woke up this morning to a phone call from my bank. Uh-huh. And they said, you know how you get those phone calls? They're like, hello. Bank such and such is calling to let you know about fraud on your account. But they don't say the name of the bank. They don't say anything, any information. It's just like a generic ass, hello, your bank is calling to tell you that there's a fraud on your account. And to press 1 to give us your social security number or whatever, right?
And you're like, hell nah. That's
so yeah, I just hang up on those. But this motherfucker knew my bank and knew what kind of credit card I had. Like was Visa, American Express. But they said the bank name and they said the card type. Mm-hmm. And like, there's fraud on your account. If you are your name, you know, press 1 or whatever. So I hang up. I'm like, oh, it might be some bullshit. Let me call my bank. So I called the bank that they said it was. These motherfuckers had, like, they got shit off me.
Who did?
I don't know, but $792 a day at Kirkland's.
Oh, yeah, some identity threat. Yeah. Someone got you?
$792 today from Kirkland's. $384 on Tuesday from Delta. Two something from Coach.
That's your credit card or your debit?
My credit card.
Okay.
It was like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of. They got $3,000 or $4,000 off me, and I'm angry as fuck. I don't care that my bank is gonna pay it back. There's a motherfucker walking around right now with a Coach bag.
But my thing is this:
I got hit with a scam, but that was my debit card. I couldn't even get that money back because the way they did it, the bank said that it looked like I put in my number in. That swipe, so they couldn't even give me the money back. I just had to lose.
That was the Haitian mafia.
I just had to lose $600.
No, that's not that. It don't work that way though. If you say you didn't do it, they trust you. They have to trust you, Reggie.
That's what I said. But they said
not if you're Haitian.
No, but it was like because of the chip. There was like it. I guess it processed the chip.
Well, mine had a chip.
He.
That's why they didn't want to give it back to me. It looked like I made the purchase.
You know why? Just like everything else that he said, French Reggie didn't have no receipts.
Oh, okay.
So because he didn't have no receipts, they're like,
These motherfuckers hit me for some G's though, man, and I'm pissed. I don't care that I don't have to pay it back. I don't care that it doesn't affect my credit. I'm mad because these motherfuckers walking around with shit like I bought it for them.
Yeah, and they didn't work hard at all.
The thing that bothers me is like in this world that we live in 2018, where you say something and then shit appears on electronic shit around you, something you said, that I can't find a motherfucker who purchased this ticket at Delta. Right. I mean, like...
When his ass get on a plane, what
right,
about that?
Right, where's that going? I mean, like, right. Where did that buy? Like, you could tell me what that bought, and this is something that you're
going to
have to...
They know what seat the motherfucker was right. in and everything. No, there's no video surveillance of this?
Come on, man.
But the thing is, though, from what I've learned from the bank, when this happened before to me back about maybe 7 years ago, the bank feels like it's cheaper just to pay the shit back.
Sure.
Pay me back my money and keep it moving.
Yeah, instead of doing an investigation.
It's more expensive to do the investigation.
Well, I think that's what happened with, because mine was my debit card. It wasn't my credit card.
You keep saying that, but French Reggie, it doesn't matter what card it is. They're supposed to give you your money back.
Yeah, they was like, because I think the person used the chip thing. That's what
he
said.
He was at that Haitian bank.
That's Chase.
Haitian Federal Credit
Union. Right, JP Morgan Chase.
So what you're telling me is they're saying there's no way to duplicate their chip. So therefore, you did it.
Yeah.
And you sell it for that? Like, motherfucker, this y'all chip.
They looked at him like, foreigner, he don't know the rules. We'll just tell him anything.
Yeah, I mean, so you just lost $600. There's some, French Reggie, there's something wrong with this story.
Yep.
You get your money back, dude.
Yes, you did.
It may take time.
This is what happened.
Okay.
When I called, it was like three different payments. $250 from a Kroger, another $250 from another Kroger, and like $168 from another store. So I called. I was like, I didn't make those purchases. They gave me the money back right then and there. 2 weeks later passed. I used that money, shit, just living my life. They took, one day out of nowhere, they took it back. I called. I was like, yo, why did you guys take it back? I thought we took care of everything. They was like, yeah, we did some further investigation, and your chip was used. So because the chip we used and we duplicated our chip, there's no way it was fraud. You had to use it. I was like, I wasn't the one. I was like, why would I buy three different things from three different Krogers on the same day? from, you know what I'm saying? Like, that purchase itself doesn't make sense.
And, so you was like, okay, well, you're right. Fuck it.
No, I talked to them. I went to over and over. Like, they would send me the different people, and I got frustrated. I was like, you know what?
Different,
fuck it.
Different people.
I just got frustrated, and I was just like, you know what? Whatever. I changed my debit card and my checking account, and then I kept moving.
So you basically are working. Okay, hey. No way in the fuck somebody's taking $600 from me, and I'm paying them. Not paying for your Kroger, nigga. I'm furious about Coach and Kirkland's, and I'm furious about that shit. Like, I was mad this whole day.
You know what? This is the thing. There's got to be a fucking video of this shit, right? I mean, like, wherever. Coach, they got cameras.
Of course they have cameras.
So you know when the transaction was done.
Delta, they had to fucking frisk a nigga.
Unless they bought it online. They probably bought all those things online.
Maybe. No, these are stores.
Oh, they were store-bought?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, so either way, for Andretti, online.
How did they even do that?
Online means...
It tells them where it's a merchant service. They have an ID and everything.
No, I'm saying, like, how did they use your card if they...
They put numbers on different cards, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. That's how they do at the gas stations.
So,
yeah.
And even if it was online, you got to have... Online needs to be delivered somewhere. So you got to have an address.
Yes, yeah.
So, I mean, either way. It always... fucks me up when I hear people say the dark web, right? I'm like,
right.
The web is fucking regulated. Ask China. You can't just do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? People should, they have control of that. So if there's a dark web, it's because they allow them to have a fucking dark web. You know what I mean? And
what's the purpose of allowing it?
Allowing what?
To have in a dark web. Because that can just kill crime right then and there, right? So why they allow it? So
you don't want to kill crime. Where's the money in killing crime? If there was no crime, then what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do to make people afraid? First off, because fear is what drives them to buy shit, right? That's how we are herded from one thing to the next is fucking fear. We're made afraid of this, and we made afraid of that, and then that's how. If you don't have a dark web out there, that your shit, like they advertise that shit, like we'll monitor the dark web and make sure that if you can monitor that motherfucker, get rid of it. Like, why are you not like doing something else?
I think they're just playing us short, you as people.
Of course,
I think we can live a life like where we may not fear certain things, but we can still live together and be normal.
Huh?
Hmm.
You don't get what I'm trying
to
say?
So you can't translate that for me?
Because you said it's because of fear. It's because of fear.
When you said, huh, you fucked me up. Because I'm like, wait a minute. I thought you was going to tell me what.
No, you said because of fear. That's why they allow the certain things.
And you said we can live together or not. No, what?
Like, he said because of fear, that's why they allow certain things like the dark web to still remain.
And you said there's a way that we can.
No, the reason why they allow that because we are afraid. So we were more disciplined because of our fear. Like, okay, you know crime is happening, so you're not going to do dumb shit.
But you said there's a way that we could live together.
With no fear.
Huh?
We could live together. Like, we could...
What's
like
the way, French Reggie?
Just not committing crime.
If he started singing like that fucking one song, like, with Lionel Richie and... Well, who's that fucking...
I don't know Lionel Richie, but I'm not studious in this music.
Michael Jackson...
We are the world.
Yeah, there you go.
All I'm saying is, if
this is where you say Lionel Richie for We Are the World,
they can kill the dark web and we can live.
It was a Quincy Jones thing, but I mean, I would have said Michael Jackson before I said Quincy Jones. Yeah. I mean, Lionel Richie. But go ahead, you said what now?
Pretty much all I'm saying is, we can live with discipline if they can get rid of certain things like the dark web and certain laws that makes us remain in check.
Yeah, there's probably no dark web in Haiti. Are they living in harmony?
Pretty sure there's some type of hacking going on in Haiti still.
Oh, there's hacking?
Hacking what?
What do you hack? How do you hack a flip phone?
Government. Oil,
all the fucking wires plugged up on the fucking on the pole. They're like, that's a hack.
It's one nigga with electricity. There's a whole bunch of extension cords.
That's a hack. We hacked this shit. We hacked the grid.
That nigga's gotta go to Haiti, but y'all sleep.
It ain't nobody hacking shit in Haiti, man. What are you talking about? Nobody's hacking.
What would we want to go to Haiti for?
Ain't no identity theft in Haiti.
What are we gonna? What should we look forward to in visiting Haiti?
Let's don't say fuitas.
Just the culture, man.
Oh, okay. Culture. Just the culture. That doesn't fucking help. What does that mean? What? So, I mean, is it different than what? I mean, fucking Bahamas. I mean,
All the Caribbean countries share similar cultures.
Is that considered the Caribbean?
Haiti? Yeah.
Okay.
It's like right in the heart of the Caribbean.
The heart of the Caribbean.
Like right in the middle.
But y'all got like some stents and like some, it ain't just a regular heart. Your heart ain't pumping like it's supposed to. It's like some double bypass.
Right. It's got like some clogged arteries and shit. Too many burgers in that bitch.
No, man, but I really am furious that somebody's getting over on my own, off, you know what I'm saying?
Like, $1.
It's like I bought him the shit. I feel like I bought this nigga some shit.
You did.
And I don't like that.
Nah, I mean, you just got to chalk that up to the game, man. That's just how
I don't want to chalk it up. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to, though.
I know. Listen, that's why, and I'll be honest with you. Ready?
I'm ready.
I don't let my credit get that good.
That is not why.
Yeah, right.
That's why. I don't let why, because see, then you become a target. You know what I mean? Motherfucker steal my identity right now, he might get arrested.
Nigga, you know you have enough to do this like that.
Like, I mean, some old dub shit. He try to swipe it, he'd be like, doo doo. They'd be like, hold on 1 second, sir.
Come in the back room.
Yeah, he's up. He's right here right now. Okay. Congratulations. just stand right here. 1 second. And the next thing you know, fucking Men in Black are fucking taking this motherfucker away with a black hood over his head. I'm just saying. You don't want to.
That makes sense, because that should never happen to me, credit-wise.
I feel like I got everything I need, credit-wise, right now.
Yeah.
So I don't want good credit. Yeah. If I need to get something else, you know, in life that I'm going to need credit for, then I'll rebuild my credit. But see, in the meantime, I can't be honest right now, man. I can't be attacked. And like I said, motherfucker tried to do that to me, he just practiced it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm still furious. I don't know how long it'll take me to get over it, but... Honestly, man, when I called back to the bank, and she was going through the purchases, every purchase I was more pissed.
Yeah, and it's all material shit too.
At least he was getting high class.
That's how you know. That's how them scammers in the air really do that shit though.
So should I feel good about the fact that he recognized that I was gonna have some good shit? So,
yeah.
Cause see, I think it had to be somebody in Atlanta.
It has to be.
No, I mean, I think it had to be like a person who saw me scan something and like hooked up with a merchant somewhere, because the last charges I had were like TJ Maxx or something like that.
At least he didn't waste it.
Right.
I mean, with your credit, he has access to shit that, you know, most motherfuckers don't.
All from one card?
All one card. And they just upped that limit on that card too.
Oh, yeah.
So
ironic,
right?
Sounds like an inside.
But he did for like $4,000 on that card. You know what I'm saying? Like, get the fuck out of here, man. I'm so I want to fight a nigga.
Yeah.
If there's any way I can find out who did it and how it happened, I would fight. And you know, I don't fight. I would fight that nigga.
What if it was a girl?
I fight that bitch.
I ain't trying to be funny, but can I get in on the dibs too? Shit, they get to spend it. I mean, well, because the bank gonna charge y'all off it. It's they fall back on the bank.
They
so
filed
shit.
A claim today, so they're filing a claim on all the stuff. And I was like, well, let me check because it might be some earlier. She's like, no, we know your patterns. They know people's patterns. That's how they know. That's why they flagged and called me, because it was like $7.92 at Kirkland's. That don't seem like the type of purchase he makes.
Nah,
so
you ain't a Kirkland's nigga.
I don't even know what Kirkland's is.
But, shit, they should have said
Kirkland's
Ross.
Sell furniture and Christmas shit.
Yeah, no, it's like the bigger Target.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. I really thought they sell furniture and Christmas shit, bro.
I don't know. The niggas charged $800 today and they got away with it. And then they call. Why'd you let them get away with it if you don't call me? That's what I want to know. Decline that bitch.
Yeah. So he went in one store and got $4,000.
He went in a few
Coach store, the Delta. He got tickets on Delta.
Lennox.
The nigga charged like $4,000, man. And I finally got the call today.
Living his best life.
God damn. Christmas in October.
It's probably a girl.
I don't give a fuck. I would hit that bitch in her
mouth. That's how these Instagram girls began all
these. Yes, I would. I would slap that bitch in her mouth.
Just for a little identity theft?
Yes. Because she ain't earned that shit.
It's not even yours.
But it's in my name. I bought that bitch a Coach purse. She got to give me some pussy.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you can work it out.
I don't think kid get mad at that shit. I mean, you know, I already spent the money with her. You know what I'm saying? Bring her home. Now it's time to bring her home.
Where the fuck did she fly to? You know what I'm saying? I got a shit on her like Dubai. They fly them to Dubai and shit on them. I got a shit on this bitch.
Now, kid going to get mad because, hey, goddamn, you ain't expensive trip for her like that and shit. But you ain't. Hey, so what happened is, J-Mac, he didn't let one of his other bitches spend money on this shit, and then he said, Kit might catch up with it. So he's like, hey, I'm gonna file this shit as stolen. You know what I'm saying? That's how a motherfucking real player do. So he got caught. He must be slipping and shit.
How the fuck I'm laying in bed? And
he said you bought your. I didn't understand what he said.
Yeah.
He said you bought your side piece, a Coach bag,
a trip to Tahiti,
and what else? Kirkland's.
Bought hella shit from Kirkland's.
Camping trip.
Oh, upscale bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like shit.
Like I said,
if you're gonna cheat, you might as well upgrade.
Up until right now, I just assumed it was a dude. But you're right, it could have been a woman. And I would smack the shit out of
that type of shit that they're buying sounds like some shit.
Niggas be wearing Coach.
I'm not saying niggas ain't wearing Coach.
2018.
It might be a transsexual.
Buying shit for his girl.
I smack the fuck out of a transsexual right now. Whatever it is. If they let you come face to face with the person who did it, I would fuck that person up.
What if you looked at him and you're like, maybe I can't?
Why? Because they're bigger?
I mean, just, you know, whatever it was that it was about him. You know what I mean? The motherfucker looked like, you know what I mean?
Give me a detail.
6'5", 325.
If it's 6'5", 325, I might consider.
Doing the draws like Debo?
Just bring a bat.
I don't know if a nigga way nigga wears draws matters to me, like, but hey.
I think that a bat is not as effective of a weapon as people think it is.
No.
Well, like, it's going to sting like a motherfucker, but you got to get him somewhere good for them not to grab that bat.
Not really.
Fuck that. Motherfucker hit you and that bitch going to tank hit you in the head. You ain't about to fight.
That's your head. But you're telling me you're giving up if a nigga hit you in the arm with a bat.
Okay, this is the...
That shit going to hurt, nigga. You going to grab
it. Hurt, yes. But
if you're still okay...
You better not hit me with no bat and don't hit me good.
No, this is the thing. That's the whole part. If you swing a bat, you swing that bitch like you trying to hit a home run. Right. And honestly... It really don't matter what you hit. In my experience, from what I've heard.
Right.
Like, you swing that bitch hard enough, especially if you talk about a metal bat.
Right.
It don't matter, yo. Like, I'm crushing something.
Well, see, I don't know if I want to do that to them, though.
Oh, no, I don't. I wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't want them to hurt like that. I want them to hurt like my fist hurt.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if I want to cripple them for life. I don't want to crush like that.
Fuck that. Teach them. You got to teach them. Let me see over there in these other countries. If a motherfucker steal, they cutting hands off, arms off, and shit, fingers. No. So you remember.
I don't want to cut nothing off.
You go to shake a nigga hand, and he only got three fingers. You know that nigga that stole three times, at least two times.
Nah.
You like, shit.
I don't want nobody to die, man. That's too much for me. But I do want to fuck a nigga up. And if it's a woman, so what? She got to get it.
But, I can't do this move. This motherfucker got 80 grams of sugar in this bitch.
Skinny as you is, motherfucker, for your sugar drop, just drink.
In one bottle, y'all.
80 grams?
80 grams in one bottle, yo. And it says included added sugars, another 80 grams.
Well, so how much been of energy drink things that you be drinking? It's not that many?
Zero.
Okay, let me ask
you. Zero sugar.
Damn, so he really is giving it back. Wow.
Damn, I mean,
you can sit that right here, man. I'll take care of it.
No,
that's 80, bro. That's
one time is not
liquid
gonna hurt
diabetes.
You.
And that shit got 300 calories in just one bottle.
Ooh.
Oh well, yours got 80 grams. You don't care, huh?
75
grams. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Haitians
process sugar differently though, because they got that sugarcane. But anyway, so yeah, man, I was done today, man. But you know, it's whatever. I guess I'll get over it in a week or so.
You said
what time the alert went off, Ching?
This morning sometime.
Like when the bank sends an alert, an email and shit?
No, they called me and I didn't trust it, so I called the bank back.
Nah, you know how you remedy this.
No.
Fuck your credit up a little bit.
Come
on, bro.
Yeah, I mean, because if you got bad credit, then can't do this to you.
Right. Yeah, but if you got bad credit, you cannot get nothing.
So they be knowing, what is that called? The black net or whatever that shit is?
Dark net.
They know if you got good credit or not. Nigga running your shit all the time.
I'm thinking of somebody who saw me somewhere, though, and they took the number down. You know what I'm saying? Because the reason why I say it is because...
They took your credit card number down?
Yeah, because all the
so
charges...
That means he was looking at that shit while he was ready to swipe.
No, it's somebody who works at a TJ Maxx. The last place I went with that card was TJ Maxx.
Oh, okay.
One of those type of stores. I'm thinking maybe they held the card, you know what I'm saying... Took a picture or whatever they do that little scan.
I wasn't paying attention. That's like I don't like that. Like if you go to the fast food joint and you walk away with my card, I'm like, where are you going,
my shit?
Just swipe my shit on the drive-thru. Yeah, and just hand my shit back. Yo, don't walk away.
It's not possible because everything I do is I insert my card and I keep my card myself. So yeah. I'm thinking maybe they're I don't know they still have a way to do it at, like TJ Maxx. It's just they got to go through more. more trouble to do it.
That's fucked up.
It is fucked up, and I'm upset, but, you know, I guess I can't do nothing about it.
Man, first world problems, bro. That's some deep shit.
No, that's not a first world problem.
That's getting robbed.
That's getting robbed. That's not first world.
That is. That's not.
It's not.
That's everywhere.
So you're, okay, wait a minute. J-Max, so basically what you're saying is I should not worry about that shit because I get the money back and fuck it?
Hold on. Let me think about that.
Since I get the money back, fuck it. The bank loses, not me. Is that what you're saying? And fuck banks?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, fuck this motherfucker. They got coach shit off me. They got a flight somewhere. I can't fly nowhere. I got to take care of my money and not charge it up and not use it up.
I think you're not.
I'm saving for a rainy day because they use my money to go fucking ball out.
You said it though, right? You don't have to worry about it. It's going to be good on your end.
First Reggie had to pay all that back.
That's because he got punked. They knew. You know, sometimes you know.
I still put the investigation. It's still open.
Ooh, it's still open. You still ain't
got shit. You have some shit like that happened to you too,
bro? He lost $600 and they didn't pay it back. $600.
Apparently the person used my chip. Find a way to use my whatever that was on my chip. So Chase didn't want to give it back to me
because they knew it. So what happened was, right,
they said that's why
they knew your habits, right? They said this nigga spent that. What he trying to do is call fraud. You know, he ain't wanting some more money, nigga, you double dipping. That's all it is. I had some shit like that happen. Well, I ain't gonna say it happened like that, but it did happen to my PayPal shit. I was motherfucking up one night. That shit went off, and I have always heard people talk about the bank alerts and shit that it tell you when you deposit money. Right. So, like, what the fuck is the bank hit me up for? And it said fraud shit. But I had downloaded an app from the Apple Store, and them motherfuckers was like, when you hit enter, they're gonna charge your shit $89, $100.
Okay, so that wasn't fraud. You did this.
That wasn't fraud, but I filed it as fraud. They gave me my shit back. They gave my shit back, but they trust me. They didn't trust French.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
So again,
because they knew my habits. I don't do shit like that.
The shit didn't make sense because it was three different payments from Kroger.
It doesn't matter from though. Kroger? You let them punch.
Oh, you let somebody. You let one of your friends go with your card. Too smooth. Went with your card.
Nah. Right. And they would have to use my PIN.
You can easily get motherfuckers a PIN.
You know what? No. You don't have to use a PIN with a chip card.
Nah.
You say enter.
That was my
enter.
Go on and finish that, bro. You said it. The fact that you don't pay anything.
Nah.
It's on the bank.
Huh?
What the fuck are you tripping for?
That's a good ass bank.
Because this motherfucker didn't do shit to get this stuff.
So what? He did do some robbed. Shit. Nah. He did something.
I got robbed today. You're not sympathetic.
He did something.
Me too, Jimmy Mac. Me too. Hashtag.
No, he did something. You act like he just woke up and the money was there. He actually had to work to con something. He had to get it. You actually keep it. You know, your card in control all the time. So he had to be extra slick to get your shit. And you know,
I'm freezing my credit.
Overrated.
That means you can't use your credit cards when you do that?
No, you can use your credit cards, but I don't want anybody to get no real shit off me, like buy a house or nothing like that. Like, I'm freezing my credit.
See, that shit doesn't make sense to me. How a motherfucker buy a house? I know where the house at. I can't come to the fucking house and be like, listen.
Exactly.
Who owns this house? How did you buy it?
I don't think they give you the information. I think, like, you see it, but it takes, like, a year or so to get the information back on your credit. And by then, they're gone. They've already done what they did to
it. Sold the house to three other people?
Who knows? But, I'm going to freeze my credit, man, and I don't know, man. I'm going to do something. You can turn your debit cards off, but you can't turn your credit cards off, I don't think.
So do people with bad credit freeze their shit?
Say again?
People with bad credit freeze their credit?
For what?
And this shit already froze.
Right, for what? That's what I'm saying. That's the move, man. I mean, you planning on buying some shit on credit anytime soon?
No.
Okay, then. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm freezing.
Just fuck it up real quick.
No, I'm not fucking it up.
And then laugh at the niggas and be like,
there's no point in
it. Motherfucker be like, I got this car.
Nah.
And then they fucking.
Because I never know when I might need to go get me some shit.
Hey, when you're ready, so you just keep one card.
Nah.
That's lit.
That's not how you maintain a good, healthy credit score.
Yeah, healthy will get you stalked. Huh? That's like being a bitch with a fucking big booty and big titties and wearing a micro skirt and a deep plunging V-neck. Fucking, maybe it's not.
I saw a woman today. She had a fake ass, and she was wearing some. She basically had on a leotard, but then she had like a little,
the whole full thing.
Yeah,
like the one top.
Yeah, but her, but
like
it was
a onesie.
It was a thong leotard though. So ooh, her booty hole was, not her booty hole, but her booty cheeks were out.
Did she have the stockings on too, or just straight ass cheek?
Straight ass cheek, but then she had like a little, like a see through skirt over it.
She was dressed up for Halloween or something.
No, just we were at a brunch,
Halloween,
a birthday brunch for Crystal from Music Love Life Show.
That's a brunch outfit?
Yeah, I guess.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said Halloween. It's Halloween season.
So was she with the party?
It's Halloween. You know, girls dress up like hoes for Halloween's now. That's all it is now. It's just an excuse to dress like that.
Yeah,
that's what Halloween's all about now.
Yeah, we talked about that on the show, I think, about the little sexy kitten.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A
few times.
Yeah, but
he wouldn't know because that was
before. He hasn't listened to it, yeah.
That was way back.
Yeah, so you know. Anyway, but yeah, I'm fucked up about that, but I'll get over it.
You, I don't know. You're tripping, bro.
Yeah, let's move on.
Get that money. From the bank.
Mm-mm.
Your credit's still right. They
like
know it.
It
wasn't you. And yeah, that's first world problems, bro. Real talk.
This nigga. But check this out though. Jay Smooth, I'm glad you're here, man, because this topic, like when I saw that shit, I was like, I gotta talk to Smooth about this. I be checking shit from the timeline on Twitter, Instagram, talking to girls, just remember my school days. And I see a fucking common denominator.
In what?
But women like to always say they're happy and single. Like when they're single, they like to emphasize that they're happy. I'm happy and single. They take a picture, put that as their caption. They're talking to you. They was like, you know, I don't give a fuck about these niggas. I'm happy and I'm single, living my best life. Always have to emphasize on the happy and single. I'm starting to feel like it's just a cry for help. I'm not saying some women are not out here happy and single. I'm not saying it's impossible. But I'm just saying when you keep saying it, I'm thinking you're not happy.
I'll take you a step further.
What's up?
I happened to just talk to the kid about this on the way home. She denied it. She denied this shit. So I was like, okay, I guess you're just not the right person to talk to you about this. Why is it you don't see a
dude?
No, you don't see a woman with a strong husband or a partner, guy partner, ever be part of the like extreme feminism movement.
True.
If they're part of the feminism, girl, sisters gotta stick together, we gotta do this, that, they either got a weak ass nigga they with, or they have no nigga.
Right.
Kid was like, no, that is not true, because I'm for the sisters. I'm like, yeah, but first you're for family, right? If it's your family, that shit trumps all of that. She's like, okay. Like, and then you're for black. So if it's a black person, that trumps all. He's like, okay. I was like, well, shit. Feminism has already fallen to three.
Right.
And I mean, I haven't even, that's the first two I could think of.
No, feminists are usually single or lesbians.
Or they got a weak nigga with them.
Right.
Like Stedman.
Is Oprah considered a feminist?
I think so. She's for women.
I think Oprah's lesbian too, though.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that best friend, right? Yeah.
I just think though, when Oprah came up, I don't think it was
any idea what the fuck y'all are talking about.
I just think that Oprah has, you know what I mean, the whole time.
Why she never married Stedman, bro? And no kids? Come on.
Because he's a weak nigga. She can't do all that whole like.
Why she only got one best friend? You know, most women have a couple of friends.
Identity
she
theft.
Got one ride or die bitch.
Identity theft. She's tired of this shit.
That has not fucking left her side since this fucking ride started back in the day. That's her boo.
Maybe her
She's
friend.
Always happier with her than she is with Stan.
Everybody knows
Check
her name.
Pictures.
What's her name?
Gail?
Everybody knows Gail. How the fuck do we know
I don't
Gail?
Know how she looks.
Is she
what
on the
other
view?
Friend does Oprah have?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they gotta be a third one out of the crew.
Out of all the popular shit that right. fucking Oprah's done, you don't ever heard nobody else she kick it with.
Yeah.
Except for Gail.
Well, hold
and
on.
Stedman.
Is my
and she
theory.
Don't fuck Stedman. Stedman got a house in the back. Man, we talked about this. Stedman house ain't even attached to the real house.
Right.
His house is off to the side.
He
and
don't
shit.
Live in the house.
Yeah, he got an outhouse.
So what's up with my theory, though? I know it's piggybacking on French's, but what do y'all think about that? The feminist movement, like the whole sisters got to work. We women entrepreneurs, we got to stick together. All those women don't have men.
I feel like it's like what Jay Smooth says sometimes, like when you really don't have a choice. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you know, I don't have food, so I'm on a diet.
Right.
You're not really on a diet. You just don't got no food.
So the reason why they claim sisterhood is because there ain't no brothers.
Right. you have a absence or a void of brothers. So, yeah, all you got is sisterhood.
My wife ain't got time. My wife ain't got time to be about the sisters.
You gotta trump that shit. You gotta ride that.
My wife got shit to do. That's why she can't have time. Just like I couldn't be all for the. It's all for bros before hoes.
Bros before hoes.
Never.
That's some gay shit.
Never. That's never gonna happen. Ain't no brotherhood above my family, my woman, my wife.
If
ain't
you
no brotherhood.
Yelled, if you've yelled bros before hoes, you're gay. I mean, again, on the scale.
they saying that?
This is my first time hearing
you
that, bro.
You've never heard bros before hoes.
Come on, bro.
Never. I heard money over bitches. That's okay.
Same thing. It's not the same thing. But
yeah, it's not the same.
Bros before hoes. Nah, I don't know about that one. I'd be like, nah, I'm good, dog. No.
So, like, you supposed to hold down your homeboy before you
hold down some pussy. No, fuck that.
So, wait a minute. So, you're saying, though, you just go with any pussy over a dude? Yeah, like a homeboy?
Nope. I didn't say that.
What are you saying, I'm just saying,
bros. Like, man, I'm bros, about to get jumped, man. He's like, I'm about to fuck, too, though, nigga. So,
if your boy's getting jumped and then you can go get some ass, which one are you going to do? You going
to
go help
him? I'm going to figure out a way to just do
figure
both.
Figure out a way.
I'm going to figure out a way to do both.
I'm
gonna try to be quick, girl.
Yo, you good? You good right here, dog? Right? Yeah, man. I think I got.
No, nigga, I'm getting my ass whooped. What do you mean, am I good?
Like, nigga, we about to bounce. But yeah, to your point, French, what you talking about that shit right there, motherfucker?
They always got to emphasize
these motherfucking
that.
Women, man. They're not fucking.
And that's all age
happy.
Group too. I thought it was just girls my age. You know, now I'm seeing 40-year-olds, women recently divorced, saying the same thing too.
So what I think it is this, right, French? It's just it's a cover up, right? To like you're saying, like a front, almost like bitch. Like they really happy. You're happy at this point now because you might have been with a man that could have been like right. That's just you know too needy, right? So you're saying you're happy from that standpoint. You might have been with a nigga that might have been controlling. So you're happy for that point because you have a sense of freedom right now. You know, now if you're talking about that, then that's one thing. But motherfuckers talking about just to be single. You talking about you living your best life. You saying nobody fucking wants to be single. Nobody. So you can't.
You don't
want to
be single?
Huh?
You don't want to be single?
Hell no, I don't want to be single. Not the rest of my life.
So what about the past 43 years you've been single?
No, I haven't. I've always had a girlfriend.
That's not
a girlfriend.
That's not married. That's single.
It's fine. It's fine. But I've had a companion.
That's single.
But I haven't been married. And every time I get to that point where I'm about to be married, you know what I'm saying? There's shit that happens that throws a monkey wrench in and say, this is the fucking reason why I didn't get married. Aren't you glad? I talk to myself. I say, self, aren't you glad that you didn't marry this motherfucker?
Does that make sense, y'all?
I have. I mean, I've done it. I mean, you know.
So you like being you're one of the ones you're one of those women on Instagram. I'm happy and I'm single.
But see what's happening is now, right?
Yes.
No. It's like what's happening is it's like when you have a car, right?
You're happy you didn't marry Rose?
Huh?
Huh?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, I'm happy I didn't get married.
Why?
You know, because it's just different reasons. You know what I'm saying?
Well, can we have some? We're on a show. We're discussing situations.
We do. Yeah, this is not the situation of the time right now. What's another topic for another day?
I believe you lying.
This nigga will go out of his way to talk about money bags and all kind of shit. But when we talk about some real shit, he don't ever want to discuss the real shit because there's no joke. There's no joke in it.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just a different topic for another day. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you don't want to open up a wound that's been this.
So you're hurting?
No, I'm not hurting anymore. I mean, but there was a point in time where I was. No, I mean, I'm healed now.
If you're healed, you should be able to talk about it.
Yeah, but still.
There may be some slackers out there or some no-nonsense listeners who are going through that. You know what I'm saying? They need your testimony to help them. You know what I'm saying?
I'll give them that test and testimony another day. You know what I'm saying?
So what about Twin though? I mean, because Twin
you
out there,
heard it all about Twin.
I was because
Twin out there, she you know, she got a dude. And
Twin is listening to shit you pulling right now. See,
no,
it's hurting him.
Motherfucker, I know she got a dude. Why do you guys say she got a dude? Nigga, I fucking know. You know what I'm saying?
How does it make you feel?
I didn't know you didn't know because you don't be the Slack that much. You know what I'm saying? In the Slack.
Nigga, I'm always in the Slack. Whether I say something. I'm always in a slack. I peek my head in there and see you motherfucking instigate shit.
Oh, so you know she was meeting his family and shit this weekend?
Well, yeah, man. I did know that, but thanks for the update.
It was family meeting time, so that's up a new notch.
That's a new thing.
She stepped it up on you, dog.
And that's fine. But the thing about me and Twin, right? Twin is living her best life where she's at, right?
Where you hurt, nigga? That's what we asking.
You know what I'm saying?
We don't care about what you're
because
about to
say. Because friendship. I care about friendships.
Are you hurting?
No, I'm not hurting.
Okay.
I was hurt. So because, how did but you it was my own fault.
You just put time in?
I just, you know, you just a lot of healing to take place.
How? You just like, you just try to
forgive and move on.
Forgive? Whoa, who are you forgiving? Yourself?
Her and me. You know what
Why are you forgiving her? What did she do?
I mean, because, you know, sometimes in life
so you lie to
mistakes.
Yourself. Is that what you're saying?
Sometimes in life people make mistakes, right?
This is what I feel like. I feel like if you could truly allow yourself to trust a woman, you know what I mean? Like, because that's why I think that's the problem with you. You know, you can't trust a female. You think that they all are gonna cheat it, or they all are capable. And I'm not saying they're not
capable of what, cheating?
of not cheating, but just doing you dirty. Like, you know.
No, that's not true.
Because that's
my,
why you.
My girl, I'm with now. I've always trusted her. I've never had any doubts. Ever.
Ever.
Ever. Never. I don't typically doubt
women. So have you ever cheated on her?
I don't typically doubt women. I don't typically doubt women.
As soon as I asked that, you did that. What was to the left? You looked up to the left. I forget. Nah,
I know, nigga. I looked to the right,
I'm
nigga.
Have to watch Negotiator.
Because I'm like, what? I'm like, why are we going here?
No, we're
going,
I'm just
asking a question. No.
Wait, I thought we were honest.
The reason I'm asking is because that's what happens.
Like, I've never cheated.
When you don't trust, you cheat.
You said what? I mean?
When you don't trust someone, you don't allow them to get close. So.
I allow everybody to get close. Nigga, cheating is just a part of a person. No one has to really do anything for you to initiate that. Yeah. If you have it in you to cheat, nigga, you gonna cheat.
See, I'm weak. This is what I do. Whenever I get in a situation where somebody hurt me, I go find somebody else to be with. Quick. Like I try to do as quick as I possibly can. Get with somebody else, start fucking them. So yeah, that's really what it's about. Start fucking somebody else, get that validation, and you start feeling better about yourself again, and then you're able to push that aside. But I'm asking you, you were hurt, obviously, from Rose, maybe from Twin. I was asking, how does somebody like you handle it? Because somebody might not be able to go my route. They may need another route. So what was your route?
I just look at it like this, be honest, right? Hey, it wasn't meant to be. You know what I'm saying? If it was meant to be, hey, they'll be with me to this day.
So what, you just either going, one you go in the bedroom, just close the door, and just like watch movies or something?
I'm not fucking going to find the next victim.
Victim. What about when they start shining with the next nigga? Don't that fuck with you?
It don't fuck with me at all. I don't give a fuck. You know, because it's just like, you know, with Rose, right? Rose was, she was on my fucking social media with her nigga posted pictures.
Nah.
But Rose was also a little upset at me because I had posted pictures. And one of the first time in social media history, did you really even see Smooth post pictures
never
of a woman?
Seen it. I've
you
never
know what I'm
seen
saying?
It.
And I was posting pictures with my girl. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So, and I don't never do
it's
shit like
that.
It's
hard for you to say it, because you stutter every year, like, my girl. Like, yeah. It just don't flow, huh?
It flows.
It's hard to say my girl, huh?
Yeah, so, but I mean, you know, it's all good, though.
I just know that when, what was that, Beast Party? When Rose Petal dude showed up, you left, like, real quick.
Quick.
Nigga, I had my daughter with me. It was late, and it was getting late. It was 10 o'clock.
So you didn't want her to see Rose with another dude? Is that what it was? You did it for her?
Nigga, no. Nigga, my daughter knows that I'm not with Rose, nigga. So there's no.
I'm just saying, though, because you mentioned her.
Cause you say you had to go.
I said I had
off.
To take my daughter. I had to take my daughter home.
Oh,
nigga, it was 10 o'clock at night. Nigga, you got to be a good fucking parent. Nigga, I'm not gonna have her out to 12, 1, 2 in the morning just hanging out with me and my motherfucking friends. Nigga, what kind of example am I set?
Ain't she a teenager? You got a
no,
guest
nigga.
Bedroom.
She's 12.
Don't you got a guest bedroom?
I do.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, but nigga, you have to make arrangements before the day of, nigga.
How long do you have a booking period for your guest bedroom, to be honest?
Well, it just depends, but it's pretty open.
I mean, like, so, like, if I just had my kid here right now and he just needed somewhere to lay,
yeah.
I mean, I could schedule that right now.
Yeah,
well, nigga, no, you just can't lay if you just ain't paid the bills and then you booking. Just try to stay. That's a different concession he's trying to make. Because, hey, it's like, be honest, it's like Odell Friend, right? Odell Friend came over to be on his house that summer. And that nigga did not leave. He came for a visit and became a permanent motherfucking resident.
It just seemed
for the summer.
It just seemed, you know, coincidental, I'll say.
But I'm saying, nigga, why y'all always gotta be on me, man? Fuck this.
We're
I'm over these motherfuckers.
I'm in
a commitment now.
You're in a position right now to tell people, because you're happy now, so you can actually say it without the scorn. You know what I'm saying? You're in a position right now to talk about the days of hurt that you had and how you got overcame that, because there may be somebody out there who's
I got
going
another
through.
Motherfucker. So you don't lie
so
yourself.
So it's the same as me then.
You don't lie yourself to hurt long. You just motherfucking move on again. I found out a way. It's just to fill a void, you just gotta put somebody else in that shit.
Okay, and check this out.
I mean, you're not gonna leave a hole there for long. Nigga. Put some more dirt in it, nigga. Whatever, whether it be a dirt, a person,
it's
whatever.
It's funny he chose dirt.
Yeah.
Of all the things to put in a hole.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? He chose.
I didn't
something.
Say dick. You know what I'm saying? You can put dick in a hole. Whoa. If the hole is there,
if you chose dick to put in your hole instead of dirt.
That's the second.
Nigga, why you gotta say in my hole?
This is your hole you're talking
your
about.
Void. You put a dick in your void. Second. First, you put dirt in there, which is not a good thing. I would not consider somebody a positive thing to put dirt in a hole.
Plug it.
And he chose plug. So, yeah. I mean, it's on his own.
He's been trying to tell us this thing for the last 2 years.
2 years?
4 years.
See, that's
really.
Where you
Yeah,
that's
I've
where
noticed nigga forever, it feels like.
Right.
And it's been semi-gay the whole time. So, look, Jay Smooth, so you're saying basically you do the same thing I do then. You're getting up
you
some more
you
pussy
just get
fuck.
Somebody else, man.
Yeah.
You do.
I think that's what we all do, right?
Well, not women, because they're happy. That's the point I'm trying to make. Women don't do that. I'm happy and single. Single and happy. I want to believe.
They do that.
I want to believe that women, I want to believe that people don't necessarily need another person to live a fulfilled life. So I want to believe them when they say that they are. Because it's not, I think on Music Love Life, we actually talked about, you know, Crystal was saying, you know, that she's gotten to the point now where she's just happy. It would be too much work to bring work somebody into her life.
I thought she had a dude.
And if they're not, they broke up. And if they're not fully committed to,
that was short lived.
Well, this is the kind of shit that you say when you break up.
That was short lived, though.
No, I'm just saying.
So I see she's been with a lot of horses lately. You know what I'm saying? So on her social media page, she be with a lot of different horses. You know what I'm saying? And maybe she's using horses to fill her void.
She may be, but
she love horses. Now, right. I ain't even going to lie. She takes a phenomenal picture with these goddamn horses. I'm like, them motherfuckers. I'm scared to walk up to that motherfucker. I think of Mr. Ed, you know what I'm saying?
Whatever, that motherfucker got a big ass mouth.
None of those animals ever hurt anyone.
Right, and that's
what
it is.
Mr. Ed or Hee Haw.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
she owns a horse and she's very happy with the horse.
Yeah, she loves it. She be in the, you know, just like I'm so free. Fuck that.
Hey.
And I mean, I guess if that's the only ride that you're going to get, nigga, shit, you might as well make the best out of it.
Hey.
But I'm just saying.
Listen.
Huh?
You ever seen a horse dick?
Yeah.
Hey. Most single women probably want to be best friends with a horse.
Mm-hmm. I mean, nigga, I'm just saying. That one chick died.
Even if I'm not saying you're going to get into that whole, you know, bestiality thing.
Horses have a lot of nuts.
But if you are just around fat dicks and long dicks, I mean, that'll maybe you can,
well,
through osmosis, right? Through just your closeness to the dick, get out some of your frustrations. Mm-hmm. And like you said, when you get that slow trot, you know what I mean? You let that fucking...
That
knob, just, you know, you get that de-boop, 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 and you just fucking go a couple miles. Next thing you know, you good.
You bust. Body's wet. You done bust and everything. Yeah. Like,
I mean, and I'm not talking about Crystal specifically. I'm talking about any women riding a horse.
It's amazing that they got the word bareback from riding a horse without a saddle, too.
Exactly.
That can't be a coincidence. No, but I want to believe that women can truly, because they say it so much, I really want to believe that we are not... It's not a requirement for humans to have, like, a connection to someone else.
I don't believe that.
So you think that people who don't have a relationship are failed?
No, but I don't think that that's their nature. I think that the connection is what is human. I think that as a human, you are at your best when you have that connection with other people.
Are you saying a relationship just like husband and wife? Because... I can't agree with you, but you still need a relationship. We could be
a
friend.
You can't agree with me?
I can't agree with you with what you're saying.
Can or can't?
Can.
Okay.
But I believe you still need some form of a relationship, like a close one. It could be like your brother, your sister, your cousin, your kid.
Too suave.
Your best friend, all that. But it doesn't necessarily have to be like husband and wife.
Okay, so see, here's what this is different about guys and girls. I think that guys actually believe you have to have a woman to be successful. And I think they feel like if they're not with a woman by a certain age or by a certain time, they feel like that's a failure. As you just heard Jay Smooth say, I want to be by myself. Like, he says that, and he's completely comfortable saying that. Women feel like they're being judged, so they say other things like, I'm happy, I'm single and happy. But guys ain't never said that. Guys don't ever say, I'm single and happy.
I think it all depends on the guy, right? Okay. I think if you're a single guy who has plenty of opportunities not to be single, right? And you're just choosing not to be single, right? But you have, you know, all of these, and these are quality opportunities. I'm not just talking about, like, you know, some people have just a bunch of rundowns and busted bitches and shit like that, you know what I mean? Where you only visit them after midnight. Don't look
no,
at me.
No, I just know.
I'm not talking.
No, I know you're not talking about me, nigga. I always have options. But the thing is this, J-Mac. I don't believe. I believe everybody. I truly believe this with every bone in my body. Everybody has options. They truly do. Everybody has options. There's somebody out there. There's somebody out there for everybody, right? There's someone out there for you.
You mean you just have to, be aware. You have to be aware of what you, so like,
what it is this.
You can't go to Lenox Mall with $5 thinking you're going to buy some shit. Now
you can
go.
Buy something in there. It's what you want to buy. You can't walk in Lenox Mall with $5 and tell me you could go into Louis Vuitton store. You're like, get the fuck
you
out of here.
To go to
but
Old
you could take that five.
But see, you could go take that five and go to the Old National Mall and you could get some Louis Vuitton knockoffs.
Yeah, but not even with $5, nigga. No, you can't get the fuck out of here. You can get some you can't even get Starbucks for $5. $1,000. Military discount, yes. But, you know, but the thing about it is, though, J-Mac, I believe what happens is this, right? It's somebody out there for everybody. But what happens is the people that want to be with you, most of the time, we don't even really want to be with them individuals, right?
We
want to
be with the person we can be with.
And that's most of the time.
Can't. I'm going to need you to stress the cans and can'ts. Because I can't understand which one you're saying.
So, you know, but what happens is, by default, when they realized that they can't, or, you know what I'm saying, get that person that they want to be with, by default, they fall back to that person that they really didn't want to choose, and they kind of settle. That's what
men or women, or both?
Both. Yeah. Some people like that, both. You know what I'm saying? You know,
what if you got two options and you fuck with the one that fucks with you more?
It could be like in a situation. It could be in a situation like J Mac, right? A Love wanted something better, right? But J Mac was around, just splurging, spending money all the time after the laundry situation, and she was just like, "Shit, this nigga right here. Why motherfucker try to put my eggs in another basket when this nigga right here he already spending? And look at him now. I mean, the nigga ain't have bad looking either. I mean, he ain't the worst."
I think he ain't the best either.
He probably in the middle of the scale, right?
Because you're surprised he can pull a girl that look like A Love. I think that's the insecurity.
What's the saying? Hold on, J Mac.
No, what's the
dog saying? A dog find a bone. Every dog find a bone someday.
What's the dog saying, J Mac?
And why you gonna wear that Dodger shit when we playing the Dodgers?
He just showed me 5-5 on the score too.
It's 5-5 right now?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Braves. Oh shit.
At least the Braves put up 5 points.
At least they had a 5. Okay, but anyways, so we've had many challenges on this show. None have been fulfilled, right? I mean, whether it was the comedy, the boxing, the weight loss, the sit ups, push ups, whatever. J Smoove has failed
at all
to compete in every single one of them. We also had a Mackin challenge. Yeah, and I told him, I said, you know, I'll get permission and we could go out together.
And did we do that?
No, we didn't do that. Not had a contest to see who could fucking get more.
So you had to get permission?
I would have to. Hell yeah.
If you a real nigga, you write your shit. You shouldn't have to ask permission.
If you a real nigga, you ask permission.
Exactly.
You don't even know, nigga. You ain't been in a long enough relationship. You still hurting.
But I know the game.
So and he didn't want to do that either because I've seen him in action.
Nigga, you haven't.
I have.
You don't show up to most events, nigga.
But the events I have showed up.
The I've one, seen you in action. The two events, nigga.
I've seen
two.
You in action.
And the other ones was family events, nigga.
I've seen you
out
in
of
action.
Five, three of them were family
don't
events.
Don't act like you won't try to get at a family member.
Absolutely. I had a family member.
I know, so I'm just saying, you act as if that's what?
Yeah, but that's not the same thing. It's different. It's different.
Especially you know, you when got she more showed up with her own dude.
This nigga, yeah. Hey, Jim, man. Here you go. Anyway,
no, but I mean, it's just a mechanism, right? I mean, that's what social media is about. You were right, be honest. I guess when we were talking about fucking Black Mirror and you said that the first episode. Listen, I started season 4 is what happened.
Ah.
And so the latest season, I just started it at the beginning.
Okay.
But anyways, in season 4, one of the episodes they had was the episode, and it had to do with really about social media. The whole world was based off of your rating, right? Like,
right.
It was kind of like that one movie where you could see, you know, people's information and shit.
Right.
But it wasn't really their information. It was just their rating. And the higher the rating, the more privileges you got. You got right. fucking, you know, whatever, whether it was discounts. It's like a credit score almost,
yeah,
right?
I saw that episode also.
Yeah, and it was
like, he was trying to move in the neighborhood. He's like, your score isn't good enough to move in this neighborhood.
It's not good enough.
Right.
Motherfuckers, she got fucked up at the airport and they like dinged her shit and she was walking.
She had to drive to fucking the wedding or whatever. And they gave her a cheap ass, her rental car sucked ass. It was like everything. She couldn't get the good shit
because her shit was fucked up.
Right.
And then.
But meanwhile, this motherfucker's running around with coach shit because of my good ass credit. And that's what I'm trying to goddamn say. Fuck this person.
But then it was like, you know what I mean? People treated her different. You know what I mean? It was like,
Exactly. Motherfuckers are getting treated better because I'm using my goddamn credit.
No, oh, you got coach bag? Wow, you must have some. You
see,
know?
That's what they're going to get treated better when they fucking show up with that coach and they're like, oh my gosh, that's right. Real. I can tell by the scene.
That's because of all the hard work I put into my credit. This bitch got a coach bag.
Yes.
Funky bitch.
So again, it sounds like you understand the remedy.
I bet her hair smells like
you said
projects.
Because of all the hard work that I put into my credit. So what's the remedy, B? Stop putting that hard work in, my nigga.
Nah.
If you don't give them, suffocate the flame.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
Nah. Put suffocate that shit this out. Bitch. Suffocate this, but euthanize this bitch.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, you know.
I don't know. But what you know what I was saying, though, is with the situation with the women, because did y'all ever answer the question? Guys do feel like it's a problem. And he said, J-Mac said he don't agree, but then he didn't really give me an example. I feel like guys are really hard on ourselves if we don't have a wife and a family settled down. Now, that don't mean we don't want other bitches on the side. And I'm not speaking for myself, kid. That doesn't mean we don't want other bitches on the side, but we want to have that one conquered situation where, like, it's like, I'm building my castle. You know what I'm saying? I got my motor around my castle.
I think most men wants that.
Not if you're like fucking Eddie Murphy in the beginning of Boomerang. Where he was the fucking successful.
Nah, what happened at the end?
The reason
he won, right?
The reason why he got fucked is because he thought he was that nigga that he wasn't. Robin Givens came in, her little skinny, no ass having self.
But if he would have just stuck to his lane.
He couldn't, because Robin Givens fucked him up. Niggas said,
don't fuck with Robin Givens. Just stay with these other bitches.
He can't help it because it called him. That shit called him. He couldn't help it. That's what I'm saying. Even the player wants to have a cottage somewhere that nobody can get to.
He could always come home to. And be a big baby too.
I got a family member.
Uh-huh. Oh God.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're done with the homeboys. Nah. We've moved on. moving on to the family member now.
I got a family member that is, you know,
blind.
No, he's up there in his years. But for the longest time, you know, I mean, he's just been a bachelor ass nigga, you know,
right.
And he'll have long term relationships and shit like that. But he understands that, you know what I mean? That they.
Okay, yes, there's one Jimmy Mac in your family. There's one. But what I'm saying is the majority of the women are online right now saying, happy and single, living my best life, fuck niggas, 2018, whatever. Most dudes are not doing that who ain't got no woman. They're quiet about it.
Yep. Right, but
niggas ain't out there saying, we happy, I'm happy and single, I hear fucking these hoes. Niggas ain't doing that.
We might just say, we just fucking these hoes. But
no,
they
don't.
Niggas don't post that, period.
I still beat.
You will not find
that's,
nigga,
that's
you,
when a girl talks shit about him.
You don't find no niggas posting like, I'm out here fucking these bitches. I'm getting these hoes out here.
That is not a hashtag, fucking these bitches. Living my best life happy, don't need no man, is a hashtag. Yeah. I don't need no man, success. That was a hashtag.
That was a true hashtag.
Time out though.
But fucking these bitches is a hashtag.
That is not a hashtag.
No. But the thing
fucking
about
these
it,
bitches is not a hashtag.
No, it ain't, nigga. Because you ain't going to get no pussy. I mean, you put it out there like that.
That's what I'm saying.
They be like this. Nah, I'm good.
Think of the repercussions, right? If you put some shit out here, like you're posting like, yeah, I'm slaying these hoes. That's going to cut down on your host land.
And you think that don't cut down on these women getting men?
Young niggas
will. But you know what, J-Mac?
Not like
will,
happy and fucking single. That don't fuck with no bitch's dick game.
It will cut down on it, but crazy as it is, J-Mac, it's going to still be some bitches out there that still want to just pursue that shit. It's like, let me see what I can do. Because women always want to see if they can conquer and get a nigga, though. I bet I can change him up. I bet I can change him up and shit. And a lot of them think the same about that shit. Be like, nah, that nigga's just enjoying life.
If you see a chick that says status is happy and single, you ain't being like, oh, I'm not fucking with her. She one of them. You gonna be like, fuck it. I'm about to get that fucking pussy. Now, again, if a dude's out there talking about how fucking happy he is being single, slaying pussy, it's not gonna work that well.
But you think these women are talking that shit about, I don't need no man. Dudes see that like, as soon as I meet her and I get her Instagram and I see that shit on all her posts, fuck that bitch. I'm trying to fuck her and leave her because she's bitter.
Okay, me and you really can't talk because, again, it's been a while. Fritz Reggie, if you see that shit on a fucking chick's fucking timeline, are you still not trying to
fuck? I don't need no man.
I'm a fucker, but I'm not going to be her man.
See?
He's not going to be her man. Nobody want no bitter bitch.
Actually, it bothers me when girls, all they talk about is niggas ain't shit. Like, cause it makes me feel like, okay, it's the niggas you've been with. Like, not all men are just that bad.
I'll take it a step further. I don't wanna talk to no bitch to my sisterhood, girls and girls first. I don't even want to talk to her. Fuck her. Like, what is wrong with your life?
That Yaya?
Who?
That Yaya traveling sisterhood pants?
Man, fuck that shit. Anybody who got that much time to devote all this time to their sisters ain't got a man. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying I've noticed that the ones who are the loudest and the ones that are the most like sisterhood.
It's because they got time.
Either they making money like Amber Rose, which is all to be a publicity stunt, if you ask me, or they really don't have a man, or they don't have a strong man. If you got a little squirrely nigga that you can kind of push around, you might still be able to go out there in the streets talking about sisters first. We going to this, you know what I'm saying, a collaboration. We networking with sisters only. And I get you. You might have a little time maybe once every two or three or four months to go to one of those kind of things. But every week, that's like your focus. A woman with a strong man, her nigga like, hey, what you doing? And she'll tell you that, I know, I'm going to stop.
What you think about the Amber Rose thing since she bring it up? Because that shit always confuses me. Because
she has this thing called
a slut walk, right? She does every year where people dress slutty, women, gay dudes, transgenders, everybody that supports that movement, that feminist movement.
Transgender? What is it?
Transgender.
Oh, like Tita. Okay.
Everybody from all walks of life, you know, that agrees with her motto, comes and support her in that like big ass parade called a slut walk.
Hypothetically, if I was single, I would go definitely there. Be at a slut walk.
Yeah, to try like, to go I fuck would, them.
Right. I mean, if you are a chick that is going to take pride in your sluttiness and flaunt that shit.
Mm-hmm. But that's the catch with the whole slut walk thing is to really change the name. So it's saying like,
they're not really fucking?
No, it's not that. It's like, why can't women export their sexuality without having a degraded word like slut being labeled to them? Or so she's just trying, it's kind of like flipping the N-word, like how we did with the N-word. So she's saying like, oh, you can call me a slut, but it doesn't matter. Like, you're not supposed to judge women.
You're the source of all creation. You have to be held to a higher standard. Oh, you're a source of all humanity. And shout out to Joe Rogan. I was watching his fucking stand-up.
Oh, he said that?
Well, no, he didn't say that, but he was just talking about, you know, bitches, you know, the whole feminist movement and, you know, we want this, we want that. He's like, you know, we don't get our fucking recognition. And like, you're fucking responsible for all fucking life, all humanity.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I think life starts in my balls.
Okay, like all humanity. Like, every single human
came out of
a woman.
Yeah, but started?
Except for Adam.
Like,
you know?
Look. You
know how many eggs come out the pussy as in blood every month, every year?
Can't do that, be honest.
No, at least 12 babies die.
Nah, be honest. Because can't do that.
Is so serious.
No, I'm saying, look.
No, you can't do it,
well, shit, the sperm starts all that shit. It's eggs all day. You gotta have a sperm to make that motherfucker pop off.
Well, that can swim too.
Yeah, like the egg, nothing. That egg don't mean shit.
Nigga, egg nothing. Nigga, egg don't mean shit.
I crack that motherfucker make an omelet.
You gotta have a carrier, nigga. You gotta have a motherfucking storage
unit.
That's
just a carrier, yeah.
But listen,
you can put that bitch under the hot lamp.
I'm saying, like, you, okay, so here's the thing, right? If I wanted to, I could take a bus to New York, right? But I could walk too. I don't need no goddamn carrier. I'll walk my ass to New York. If I really wanted to, I'd walk to New York. The bus is the egg.
You couldn't have a kid by yourself.
And she couldn't have a kid by herself either.
But you're right. But at the same time though,
Hold on. They can't take my sperm. Okay, here's the thing, right? They can take an egg. They can create an egg and take my sperm and make a baby in a test tube. They can't do it the other way.
Yeah.
You gotta have that
they
sperm.
They can't create sperm, bro.
You gotta
That's
have that
crazy.
Sperm.
That's crazy. They still can't figure that out.
Are you saying they can create eggs?
Yes. They can create, not an egg, a vehicle to bring a sperm to life. We don't need these bitches.
That's how they do
I
them
say,
clones.
Fuck these hoes.
Nah, man.
Hashtag, fuck these bitches. Hashtag, fuck these hoes. We don't need them. That's what I'm saying.
That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit.
But yeah, that's what the slut walk is all about. It's kind of really trying to rebrand that word. Like, women should just exploit their sexuality without being labeled a slut.
Exploited bitches? I mean,
and all that.
If you want to be a slut, go ahead. I mean, listen, don't let no one tell you you can't be a hoe. I'm going to just tell you right now. If you want to be a hoe and you're comfortable with the way people are going to treat you and look at you because of the fact that you are a hoe, then fuck these motherfuckers.
Don't nobody want to be no hoe, man.
Even
you, I can't remember who the white dude. He's an annoying white dude too. Like, people don't like him because
comedian?
He's an asshole. I don't know. Went to like one of the slut walks and was trying to get people to. It was the dude I showed you, the Justin Lee Peterson dude.
Oh, that dude?
Yeah, he went to like the slut walk and was trying to say, so why do you want to be? And them bitches got.
Oh, the black dude.
Yeah.
That be making fun. Yeah.
I love that dude.
And them bitches, they couldn't answer.
He's a real troll, bro.
He tripped him up real soon. Because after he said that, so like, you like being considered a hoe. Well, I don't think there's anything wrong being called a hoe, but like, you are a hoe. Well, yeah, I feel like it's okay for people to be like, but are you a hoe? Yeah. And they started getting tripped up. Because you're like, nobody want
to
really.
And then one girl kind of got went viral because she tried to like do the same thing to him, but she really didn't. It's just women were supporting her.
Nobody wants to be a hoe.
Because he was like, so is your mom a hoe? Like, right. And then she was like, no.
French Reggie,
that dude is funny.
How do you feel? Like, you're a hoe, right? Because you went on a rampage.
Yeah, when I was in that rampage,
I
felt like
a hoe. You didn't go on a rampage, nigga. Stop it.
From my level of rampage, yes, it was a rampage.
Mary Renee said, the fact that you call a rampage means you didn't go on a rampage.
For me, it was. Because I was
you didn't go on a rampage.
For me, it was.
So you were a hoe during that time?
I felt like it, for sure.
So did you feel dirty?
I went and got tested.
You ain't got tested?
Yeah,
what'd you come back with?
I was clean.
You got
hold up, hold up. Why are you getting to S? So you wasn't using condoms?
I was, but I still get tested.
This don't make sense. It's not broke? Adding up.
Huh? No, I still just get tested for like peace of mind.
Oh, in case the juices kind of go
peace
around.
Of mind. It's really just for peace of mind. That way I know for sure.
Would you call everybody back if you had something? Are you one of them niggas?
Yeah, I would take responsibility for sure.
You call everybody back.
That's a lot of phone calls too. You're like,
I would call the one I probably think that gave it to me.
No, you can't do that. You gotta call everybody.
You gotta call everybody, man. If you're gonna call, call.
You gotta call everybody on that rampage list.
So okay, so no, he doesn't want to call to warn people. He wants to call to get vindication. Like, bitch, I know it was you.
I know you gave me some shit.
I would call the ones I think I gave it to. Yeah,
Jay Smooth, you'll call back people if you found out you had a disease. Would you call back people?
Hey, you fucking right. I'm gonna be mad as fuck.
No. Call back to let them know, hey, you need to go get tested because I came back and I got herpes or I got
disease.
You calling them?
Yeah, I'm finding out who the fuck.
No, now I'm finding them out. I'm saying you had sex with somebody, you got it somewhere, you don't know where. So you have to call back all the last like, you know,
10
5
bodies.
Months.
Yeah.
The last 5 months worth of bitch, you gotta call.
I think you might want to go get tested. Yeah.
You would call them back?
Yep.
For real?
Yeah.
I think I shoot a text. I don't know. If
shoot a text. I don't know if yo, you got a disease for life. Possibly.
Like, yo, just go get tested. That'd man. Be
some crazy. I'm gonna do a motherfucker like shit. They like I got did. I got a motherfucking letter in the mail.
Yeah, a letter.
A letter.
Saying you had what?
I don't know.
That was before texting.
Yeah. Yes, way before.
So you had to get tested.
I got a letter in the mail from the clinic or something talking about somebody that you had sex with in the past
has a disease.
Had come in again, contracted something.
That's too cryptic. They didn't tell you what the disease was?
No, they listen. That, but just you might be at danger.
It had your name on it?
Yeah.
Wow.
So how did you get your address? A motherfucker would have to give them
so,
address.
Yeah, so they...
I would have had to prefer they have current resident on
so
the
list. So they tell... They, so they say, you know, in there, they're like, who do you, you know, give us the names of motherfuckers... You know, and we'll send out something to them.
Can you imagine how that shit? Hold on, J-Man. Hold on. Can you imagine how that shit is gonna go over beyond us? It say current resident, right? And it reads like that. And just say, fans today, like, take J-Man situation. Mom, dad, they married, and mom opens the letter and said, "Babe, who you fucking? You fuck somebody?" Say no. Then we gotta look at son. Oh, let's look at his son, cause baby, I know you favorite. Let's go look at son. Or it just goes to the looks that
that's
motherfuckers give. Like
man.
What the
like,
fuck?
Like that's I'm glad they stopped that. Did they stop doing that, or that just in California?
I don't know. I don't know. That
imagine
was,
you
yeah,
get
that was.
Imagine you open your mailbox and it's some abortion instructions.
Yeah.
Like what to do after your after your abortion. This is what you want to do. What do you do that?
Late to fucking early 90s. So the funny, you want to hear the funny thing, right? So I was out of town. So I was actually living in Chicago at the time. And my parents were like, hey, some shit came. You know what I mean? You want us to open it? Yeah, go ahead and open that shit. So I had to share that. I don't know if it was mom or dad, but they read that shit. I'm like, okay.
What's the matter? You burning?
Yeah, right.
So did you find? Well, so you weren't?
Nah, I was.
You weren't charged. Nah. Right? I mean,
but you had to get a test done.
Yeah,
all the shit.
Yeah,
they put the
sounded.
Poop through your dick?
It sounded. Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, sounded that motherfucker.
You haven't had that yet, right? French writing?
Nah.
Damn.
You've had that before, Smooth?
What's that?
Where they put that Q-tip in your dick?
Absolutely.
God.
Why did they do that?
It's for gonorrhea? Yeah. Is that for gonorrhea?
I don't know.
They put it in your dick? Like in the little hole?
In the hole of your dick.
There's only one entry.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mind anyway. I don't know.
How painful is
that? That motherfucker painful.
What do you think?
Painful as fuck.
What do you think?
That's the only way they can figure it out?
It's smaller than a regular ear Q-tip, but it's not one of them little...
But it's metal.
Yeah.
It's
got a little cotton swab on the end of it.
That shit make me cringe right now.
And they don't... It's not like they just tip it.
My shit sound like a pop.
They push it in and once they get in the hole and they twist it.
Your dick hymen gets busted.
How quick is it though? Is it like 2 seconds?
It doesn't matter.
It don't matter, nigga. Hey.
It don't matter.
I had that shit
in when that motherfucking pipe.
I hugged the nigga who did it to me.
Fuck, you gotta do something.
He was on his knees doing it.
Seems appropriate.
And I hugged his back. Like, that was my tippy toes. I was down, like, bent over. I was hugging his back.
That shit is crazy. Yeah, when that shit first happened to me when I was in the military, I was like, man, is this what the fuck motherfuckers gotta go through? I'm like, this shit is painful as fuck. Yeah.
Just let me have it for... How, like, is there another... Can we wait till, like, get the symptoms and then we treat it? You know what I'm saying? Yep. If I got this shit, we gonna know, right?
Right. They're like, eh...
Nah, let's do this.
Not everything.
We want to make sure you just stop doing this dumb shit. Nah, I'm still not using condoms.
The motherfucker, the only time the motherfuckers, I think the only time they won't stick that motherfucker in there, if it's dripping, then they can just put the little syrup on there.
Yeah,
that,
right.
On syrup? It ain't syrup, but I'm just talking about the little, the drip shit. They put the drip shit on there. Yeah. And then, but if it's not, then they got to go up in that motherfucker and just.
But I think they need better tests, though, because my shit ended up being from using a public shower in the Navy, and I was putting on my underwear, and my foot was hitting my underwear, and so it like got like a.
Athletic dick.
Crotch rot type.
Jockish.
So it's like the same thing as having athlete's foot on your dick.
Right.
On
that's what I'm saying. You could have just got some Destiny.
Couldn't they have done
just look at Dr. Max.
No, right.
Couldn't they have done a better cream? Some Tenactin or something.
You're right, Tenactin.
Couldn't they have done a better test?
That's what I meant, Tenactin.
Couldn't they have done a better test besides putting a fucking Q-tip in my dick?
For crotch rot, yeah, for sure.
And the fucked up part was...
You mean they seem like they're swabbing the wrong part. You would want to swab like the crease of my nuts or some shit.
Right. Like, why are you testing for that anyway? Anyway, my problem was, the shit happened, I went to the doctor on Friday after everything was closed on base. So the motherfucker had prescribed me pills for herpes and all kind of shit, right? So by the time I got back to do the test and all that and found out that it was none of that stuff, all that shit was in my service record. So I had to go in and appeal to have all that shit removed. It was like, why couldn't y'all just done a better test in the beginning?
Why do you want to, just who's going to look at your record?
Well, when you leave the military, that shit, you take it with you.
I mean, you just tell the next doctor, be like, yeah, that was a false alarm.
They're like, sure it was. Sure it was, Mr. Honest.
I mean, do you think a doctor cares? Like, I mean, like, honestly, in the late 90s, this is when I realized that herpes was what it was. When I worked in a doctor's office, everybody and their fucking mama, like, literally, were getting prescription for some herpes cream or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, suburban fucking housewives, fucking strippers, fucking young people, old people, fucking everybody. And there was no demographic that was not coming in and getting some cream. And I was like, yo. And again, I think I was always a condom guy before that, but that really solidified my condom work. Is like, listen, it ain't worth it, bro. I mean, like, this is like, nah.
Okay.
Nah. Because it still feels good enough.
Nah.
Fuck that. With a condom,
no,
pussy
nigga,
feels
night
good
and day,
enough.
No.
I'm with you, Jamie Mac. Like, if you can't get the work done with a condom on, something's wrong with you.
There's something wrong with me then.
It's
like,
it,
I understand,
it feels good enough.
I understand the difference, but it's not like, oh, I'm not getting a good feeling out of this.
No, something's wrong with me. Something's wrong with me then, because it's not the same to me. I don't know what it is.
Them sheep guts. Get some of those.
What is that?
Like the lamb intestines or something.
Nah, that's for like a plastic bag. It don't even feel good. I tried those.
No. 4X?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's like fucking Trojan. It's like real membrane. It's like fucking organs of another.
I got a way
animal.
To get real membrane. Just put your dick in it.
You just gotta worry about that. Wrap your dick.
I got a membrane for that ass.
So even when you was young, like you wasn't using condoms?
You got 7 kids.
I'm still young.
I mean, younger.
Younger,
like an 18-year-old being
in America.
When I first started, I believed the lie. I believed the lie when I first started.
That's when they only had 2 condoms. Nigga, Trojan and Lifestyle.
Lifestyle and Trojan.
It wasn't really a lot of sizes.
They weren't the flavor. They got flavors and shit now.
But they did used to have. Well, they had the different colors of Lifestyle and shit. You know.
Yeah, but that wasn't
the flavor.
Who cares?
But they only had 2 kinds of Lifestyles. It was the not Lifestyles, Trojans. It was the lubricated
and the red and the blue one
and the non lubricated. Which I don't know why anybody used the non lubricated.
What was that about? Why would you use a non lubricated condom?
I don't know.
They make that?
I mean, what, just dusty.
Well, what reason? Why? What's the point of that?
Well, I used to. I ain't even gonna lie. I used to use the motherfucker because when I used to touch that motherfucker one, it used to seem like it was so much motherfucking gel and the lubricated ones. I was like, this shit was just kind of it grossed me the fuck out. Right, my shit was like, nigga, when I hard, but when I touch that motherfucker, my shit get like put, nigga. It just kept a fucking like jelly soften up,
it
and I'm
like
fuck.
Pussy.
What
the wetness?
And see, I don't know.
That's why he's putting a condom so he wouldn't actually have to feel the pussy.
I'm like, man.
And when he felt it, he was like, oh, yeah, I don't really want to do this.
Yeah, it did seem like back in the day, it did have more lubricant in them packs than anything than they do today. It seemed like it to me.
I haven't used a condom in so many fucking years.
I have no idea
what a condom feels like anymore. I can't imagine having to use a condom again.
I can't. That motherfucker, nigga.
Yeah, you married. Yeah, I would not want to use a condom.
When I first got
man.
My vasovasostomy, I did. Actually, I did. I forgot about that. When I first got it, I actually did use it for about...
was it for safety reasons?
2 packs. No, because I could have kids again. I got a vasovasostomy is the reversal.
Yeah, the reverse, yeah.
Sorry, I should have said that shit like niggas know. I got my vasectomy reversed. I used condoms for about 2 packs. And I was like, man, am I buying this shit? What the fuck?
Two 12 packs or 2 3-packs? Cause that's a lot of fucking
12 packs.
That's 24, nigga. That's
2 12-packs.
God damn.
And he was like, fuck it.
Yeah, I like this.
Hold
is
a kid.
That shit costs a lot too. Like what?
Yeah,
it's another bill.
I've seen Costco.
I don't give a fuck what co it is. It's a lot of money. It's another bill.
Yeah,
I used to steal condoms. Go ahead.
And I mean, it's just
that's why they put that shit in the box now.
I steal robbers, nigga. Yeah. I'm like, fuck that.
Motherfuckers is behind the glass now.
Yeah, and they supposed to eat. They be making shit, man. You know the little sensor thing on there. Just remove it. And they be putting a little sensor, slide the little sensor thing inside the box. The motherfucker kind of alert to go off and shit. You know, but I'm like, you when you a crook, you get suave. You know this shit.
You was a crook.
Everybody stole something. Nigga, from California.
I didn't
you
steal.
Get the fuck out of here. Hey, Sam Goody, boy. That motherfucker ain't never had no video games. I had a homeboy that used to work there. When the game came out, that nigga had the shit. It used to be a time, French Reggie, where motherfuckers used to rent games from Blockbuster, right?
Yeah.
And if you keep the game, they charge you a pre-owner's fee or whatever.
Yeah.
My motherfucking homeboy, that nigga Sam Good. I mean, he had every fucking Super Nintendo game that you could have. Like, shit looked like a library when you went to his house. I mean, I ain't gonna say
so
that.
So he was stealing, though.
Yeah.
So you knew somebody
and
who stole.
And I guess he didn't consider it to be a stealing.
It wasn't stealing.
He considered it being like a benefit.
You know, it wasn't stealing.
Job benefits.
What is basically like this? If you came in and you wanted to get something, I feel like that person. I feel it was me.
Hey, we try to do a Jay. We try to do a Jay Mac.
I don't need to do that shit. It's real life. You come in, Jamie Mac, and it's 3 new CDs that I want.
Right.
But you also want a couple of CDs.
Right.
Cool. I'm gonna give you my CDs, and I'm gonna give you your CDs.
Right.
Put them in the bag. I'll see you later. I'm gonna charge you for this $1 blank tape.
Right.
All right. So you come in my cash register. You put all 5 CDs in the bag. I sell you that tape, $1, blah, 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 I'll see you later.
Yep.
Same with video games. New video games come out. You come, you know what I'm saying? You come bring the video game that you want, the video game that I want. It might be the same game. I don't care. I'm going to sell you that $1 tape. We sold out of blank tapes. Every day.
I understand that completely because...
How long did these people got fired?
I never got fired. I quit.
I got a homeboy that used to be like that, like for every job that he worked at. Like he was a seasonal worker at Macy's 1 year. And that's like when Jabose was in Jabose and some Pepe's and stuff.
Man.
I mean, he'd had the homies come through. We come through with stacks of clothes. And again, we got his and we got ours.
Right.
And he's fake scanning.
Right.
Like it looked like he's scanning, but he ain't hitting nothing.
Right.
And then he scanned like one thing for like $10.
Socks.
Yeah.
Some socks.
And then here you go with your 4 bags and you didn't pay $10 and Christmas time shit is busy, you know what I mean? And then the motherfucker was actually an assistant manager at a famous footwear.
Oh, wow.
He had keys.
Buy one, get one.
He had keys to the motherfucker.
Buy none, get one.
Yeah, right. And so $40 will get you any shoe in the motherfucker.
That's, like, that works too, though. They say BOGO, buy one, get one. Just Bongo. Buy none, get one.
Right. Like if you give him $40, you can get any shoe in there.
$40.
That's too much money.
He's
cashing in the 40.
Oh yeah, he keeping the 40.
No, that's too much money. 40
for man for some timbers, man. Like you can get
those was 124.99 back
for 40.
Fuck
some flights. Yeah. You know what I mean? You getting some maxes.
That's back when Jordans was motherfucking $99 for the longest.
They didn't have Jordans there, but you know what I mean, those flights. I mean, all of that stuff was still them Nikes. It was over $100.
Yeah,
$40. You win.
That's good shit.
And look, for Christmas. everybody got shoes. That's all. I mean, that's all they got. Like, I don't know how he didn't get caught because he was giving. I mean, like, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he wasn't. The other assistant manager was doing the same thing. I don't understand.
Well, that's why everybody got caught. Nobody was telling.
No, but there was a manager. Somebody had to do inventory.
He was probably doing the same thing.
I think the nigga quit right before they had to do inventory because he knew the shit was about to.
Oh
come
yeah, you
out.
Can't work through inventory.
No.
Because they're going to eventually suck that up.
No,
anyway.
No.
Listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you share the show. And I know right now our premium is acting up. Well, our premium isn't acting up. Our regular shows are acting up on the website. So if you're listening to this, that means you're probably on the podcast app over Overcast or the Apple Podcast app.
Castcatcher.
Google Play, Castcatcher, Stitcher. So what I need you to understand is the website is messing up for the regular free versions, but the premium versions still work on the website. Not sure what's going on yet. I'm talking to WordPress. Well, I'm talking to our media host in WordPress trying to figure out where the problem is happening. But just so you know, you can still listen to the free shows on all the podcast apps, and you can still listen to the premium shows on the website or on our app. So make sure you share that with people, though. raresonance.com/register, and you can sign up for our premium subscription. Other than that, keep supporting us, keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.